there's diversity of opinion, diversity of interests, as broad as maybe any policy issue I've seen come before the city. So, you know, it's something that folks identify with, and so it's, and it's a big facility, so it's understandable that everybody has their individual take on what it would be. But it would seem that there are a couple of stronger themes. One is the community does seem to favor one facility over two or, you know, three smaller facilities. And that the tie to Phinnup Park and the history of Phinnup Park are important. So those are some themes that came through. I think folks are not opposed to, like, the idea of splash pads being things that are offered for recreation, but there doesn't seem to be a sentiment that that's an acceptable replacement for being able to immerse yourself completely in water like you can in a swimming pool. So, you know, after that, you know, the discussion about features and competitive pool, you know, slides or, you know, lazy rivers or those types of things are all sort of mix and match in there with cost, not just capital cost. What's it cost to build the facility? But admission price as well. You know, there's just a real mix, good input, great. You know, we couldn't be happier with the amount of, feedback folks are, giving, and we look to, you know, take advantage of that and look for ways for people to plug in, because we do believe on this issue there's a lot of people that really want to plug in and get, you know, help the commission decide. You know, there's going to be classic folks that, you know, sit on the sidelines and, you know, inject when it's convenient for them, but really not for the purpose of advancing the project or advancing the idea. Community decision making is hard work, and the nice part about this is we'll have somebody, a third party, facilitating it that doesn't necessarily have a stake in the game other than to help the community get to the finish line of this decision. And they know that's hard work. I think that was part of their appeal to proposing, is they recognize this isn't just going to any town USA and building a swimming pool. I mean, this is helping a community understand what the next century of aquatics looks like when they've been served for a century by a single iconic facility. So that's exciting. I can't wait to get started. This community's been really good to engage with the staff, given our limited abilities over the last 8 months. And our folks have done a great job, but they're not aquatics design professionals. But, you know, really, our goal was to kind of design that early stage of the process and get the commission to where if they wanted to hand it off and begin talking about a new facility, then they would have identified somebody that was skilled and able to take them on that second lap. So we're there. The commission had a great discussion, and we look forward to what the next few months bring as the city begins to work with Confluence